It's time for today's daily devotional. This week, we're going to start a series called Heavy Soul, Holy Light, Finding Hope in the Dark. And that is primarily because I was scrolling through Facebook yesterday and saw a good friend of mine post on social media. And I thought, you know, it's that season. And I was felt overcome that maybe this is something we needed to go back and re-talk about. Today, we're going to kind of zoom in and focus on when that light flickers. And scripture comes from John 1:5. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. You know, there are just days when it feels like that light inside of you is barely holding on. You wake up tired, even though you slept through the night. You smile, but it just feels kind of forced. You pray, but your words just seem to hit the ceiling and fall back down in silence. And you know, depression can make even the brightest believer feel dim sometimes. But John 1:5 reminds us that the light still shines. And notice it doesn't say the light never struggles to be seen. It says the darkness does not overcome it. Even when the flame flickers, it is never ever fully extinguished. That tiny glimmer of faith and that quiet, "Help me, God," whispered through tears, that is proof that the light of Christ still burns within you. And sometimes we think that faith just means being fearless or strong, but often what it simply means is it means you're refusing to give up even when we feel weak. And faith is the hand that reaches out to us in the dark, trusting that God's going to take hold of it even when we can't see Him. So if you are now walking through a shadowed season right now, don't confuse that silence with absence or exhaustion with failure, because God who lit the stars is holding on to you right now. He's holding your fragile flame. Even that faint light has power to pierce the darkest night, and so do you. You may not be shining right now as brightly as before, but you are still shining, and that means that darkness hasn't won. And before we get into prayer, with holiday season approaching very fast, I want to remind you that suicide rates increase. And with that being said, if you right now are going through a dark season, there is absolutely no shame in reaching out to somebody. Your pastor is always available. Your friends and family. I know sometimes it seems like this because I've suffered from depression. It seems like in your head that your conversation may just be hard to start. It may be hard to speak out loud. But here's just a couple examples of how you could start out. If you message somebody or call them today, you could start out with something like, "I am going through some dark days and thoughts. Is there a possibility that we can talk?" Or you might go with something like, "This is a hard conversation to start, but I'm having some dark and painful thoughts, and I think that it may be good to talk. Do you have some time today?" Or you could go with something super simple like, "I feel very down right now. Can we chat today?" Or, "When you get a chance, can you reach out to me because I feel alone and I need support?" Now, if you're not comfortable talking to somebody you know, I want to remind you that the 988 Lifeline is available 24/7, 365 days, and your conversations are free and confidential, and you can check them out online at 988lifeline.org. As we go to you in prayer today, Father, sometimes my soul just feels so dim. We wonder sometimes if our light has gone out, but your word says that the darkness cannot overcome your light. Help us to believe in that truth today. And when we feel weak, remind us that even a flicker of faith is enough for you to work with. Shine through us today, even when we can barely see you. In Jesus' name we pray today. Amen.